This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
It is the first Tuesday of March, and that means the man, the myth, the legend joins us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. The one and only Eric Norrison?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I've actually looked it up. I think
I was just going to ask
Eric
you.
With a C, and he like lives in Geneseo or somewhere like that. He's
really?
Actually localish enough, which surprised me. But yeah, I'm one and only with a K.
I was going to say, I feel like my name is pretty uncommon,
yeah.
But it does appear on Google, and not for good reasons, because there's some other version of me out in like Massachusetts who has gotten in trouble for some stuff
just
in the past.
Keeps on getting arrested.
It's just like, how do you have the same name as me, yet you keep giving us a bad name? You know, it's terrible.
I mean, it'd be really awful if he had like a LinkedIn and he was also in the radio business.
God,
you know,
it'd be awful, awful. How's everything been going, dude?
It's been going good. Yeah. Like February was that went really quickly.
Yeah,
like it's a short month, but that was really fast.
I know it did. And I'm sure it kept you busy though.
Oh yeah. I've been very busy. Definitely.
Well, you've got two bottles of something. You've got a Colossa can of something else. And I know what's in the Colossa can, and I'm so excited for that. But do we want to just jump right into it since we've got three beers today?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. All right. What do we got?
I'm going to start off with our Vienna Lager. It's a just a nice, solid, drinkable, copper to amber-colored lager.
Yeah.
We actually have some really good news about it.
What's that?
Coming up. I can't actually talk about it.
Oh, come on. You're killing me
now.
Yeah,
we're kind of like, it's good news. Keep an eye on our social media. Look us up on Facebook at Wagner Valley Brewing or Instagram, etc. We'll be talking about it later this month, but it's good news, you know?
Oh, now you've got me so excited
by
this. God, talk about a cliffhanger.
I know.
They call it a tease in the radio business. And oh, by the way, that was a big tease that you just gave
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Speaking of teases, I think there's also like other good things coming up. I think I've been avoiding talking about this for the past few months and kind of ready to. We're glassing in our brew deck, and it's going to be an all-season space. And
that's
we're
great.
Getting ready to show that off soon.
That's great.
Yeah.
When's it going to be ready? Pretty soon here,
We're talking about the next few weeks, actually. It's like I wouldn't go there this week unexpecting it, but we're buttoning it up, and we're almost there.
And it's perfect for this time of the year when
exactly.
It's that, like, I feel like March always gives you that one terrible, bitter, cold day that
Absolutely.
You, like, anticipate
oh,
it being,
God,
like,
yeah.
okay, but it's, like, a really bitter 40-some degrees, and
Absolutely.
It's just rainy and miserable or something.
That random, like, March 20th ice storm or, you
right.
know, exactly. Like, just there's one last thing in March, always.
Good for you guys. Congratulations on that. But, dude, this is so good as usual.
Yeah, it's been kind of a journey for this beer, and, like, it's finally getting to that point where, like, I'm really super happy with it, and it's just nice and mellow, soft, smooth.
It is. No question about it.
Nice and dry at the same time too.
It is dry, and I do like that. That's what I like about it, especially.
When I started out, it was like super under attenuated, so it had a lot of residual sugar in it, and it was like it was more of a Marzen or like an Oktoberfest, like an American Oktoberfest style.
Yeah,
So like drying it out and kind of pushing it in that direction kind of makes it more authentically Vienna.
How do you? This is a stupid question from somebody like me, but how do you quote unquote dry it out a little bit like that?
So it started out, there were three things that I really focused on. So first of all was yeast health. I've talked to you about yeast health before. Just better conditions for yeast health allows the yeast to chew through more of the sugars before it starts to peter out.
Okay.
Second thing is the temperatures when you're mashing the beer in. I think you saw that when you were in, you know, how the grain all just goes into that water there. Messing with what temperatures that hits, the enzymes in the grain actually extend or shorten their lifespan.
Okay.
So if you're able to draw out those enzymes, you can get a drier beer.
Huh.
And then the third thing is, as the yeast health in the thing and the yeast health in the mash temperatures started to dry things out, you got to think you're still putting in that same amount of sugar. So you're actually getting it drier, and that's pushing up your alcohol percentage. So how you combat that is I just started dropping bags of grain out. Like, I started putting less grain in there, and eventually we just kind of reached this moment.
The more you know.
Yeah.
And it tastes so damn good, as usual.
Yeah.
Well, it's done,
super
dude.
Smooth.
It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Eric Norson joining us inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios, getting ready to open up another bottle. By the way, your chance to win a growler and a fill to go visit Wagner Valley Brewing. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. What else do we got?
We got our Sugar House Maple Porter. It's time.
Which I saw you just bottled here recently.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. About 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Is that when it was?
Yeah. So this is actually probably prime right now. Like, it's,
let's go.
Know, had a bit to settle in the bottle and just chill out.
Look at that dark caramel sort of color to
yeah.
it. That is beautiful, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I love that smell.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting watching this beer change as it got into the bottle.
Like, yeah.
Like, you're starting to, the maple's starting to show back up. Like, uh-huh. in the tank, it was a bit more prominent. And then once it put it in the bottle, the maple just kind of disappeared for a bit.
Yeah.
So in another week or two, it's going to be a lot more prominent, I feel.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
But right now, you kind of pick it up on the back end. It has sort of that syrupy slickness, and it's kind of a bit of a maple and kind of like a sponge sugar, almost cotton candy-ish note, I kind of feel, you know?
Really? Okay, now I've got to taste it again and figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of on that, like a woodsy cotton candy.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I've been adding more maple syrup to it over
Have
the
you?
Years, actually, because, so last year we did the yeast change on it, where we changed the yeast to it, and
yeah.
it actually made it, gave it a much more complex profile.
Yeah.
But some of the maple syrup kind of gets muted in that profile as well. So kicking up the maple syrup, it's now up to about 140 pounds of maple syrup per batch.
Oh, wow. Yeah. As opposed to, do you remember how much you were doing?
Last time, I think it was like 88 or so.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we're
you
kicking
up the
it.
Ante.
Yeah, we're upping it. Yeah, and there's definitely a balance going on there, but we're still like trying to
like it,
push out that maple. Yeah.
No, it's so good. And that's the thing I know we've talked about in the past is how you guys always go local with this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we work with Happy Jack's Maple down there, and I forget if it's Lansing or Dryden specifically. It's close. It's
okay.
about 15 minutes away from the studio.
So yeah.
Yeah, you can, they're a really solid company, a really great story behind it, you know, good people, and we like working with them.
That's what I appreciate about it. It's Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing on Route 414 in Lodi. You can check them out at wagnerbrewing.com. I know what's in the closet can.
Yeah, you know what's in here.
I'm really excited because that means with it being, what, March? Whatever the hell it is right now, I don't even remember. But with it being March, Fassenbach is back.
Fassenbach is back.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited by this. Tell everybody what Fassenbach is for those that don't know.
So Fassenbach is our sled dog Doppelbach that has been aged in a bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
This is the third itineration of Fassenbach bourbon. Actually, apparently back in the Brent days, there was a Fassenbach rye where it was aged in rye barrels.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Like buyers and started out wanted to do bourbon. I agreed, definitely. I feel Doppelbach and bourbon really go hand in hand because they have a lot of the similar notes.
Gosh, as somebody who loves bourbon, just the smell of that, man.
I remember, oh God, it's like when I opened those barrels, like, so this is 2 years. This is 2 years in a barrel.
Oh my God.
First itineration of bourbon, it was a fresh barrel. 6 months was all we did in there.
Yeah.
Second one, it was the second run of the barrel. We actually refilled all six barrels from the first run.
Yeah.
So last year we opened up only three of the barrels.
Okay.
And I left the rest of the three sit there, and this is it.
I'm really excited.
This is the
last
bit from that batch.
Holy
I know.
Wow.
I know. It was like when I opened that barrel, like just having it sit 2 years, it's such a risk. Like at any point in the last years from the other run, like that could have like picked up a bacteria or something. It's just sitting in our cellars down there. Like,
yeah.
And like, I'm just so nervous. Like I remember like posting on Instagram, like the date of it. Like there was like a happy birthday post once we hit 2 years on it. And it's like, God, I hope when I open this up, this is going to be good. Cause it's such a risk. You pop that open and like suddenly there's a skin on top and it's like, I can't sell this beer.
Yeah.
And so like just when I like popped open the first barrel and like put the Wine Thief in there and pulled it out and like just had that first sip, it was just like, oh yes, just
like victory.
We did it.
Dude, that is tremendous. Like,
this is like
top notch, man.
Not to, you know, dissuade the work of previous brewers, this is the best Fossenbach we've had, man. Like,
so good. Oh, and where you get the barrels from, is it Finger Lakes Distilling?
Yes, indeed. Just down the road from
right.
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just so mellow, so strong on the bourbon. It has such a nice alcoholic burn. It really is just like sipping bourbon, realistically.
No, it is.
It's like if you just threw a little splash of water.
It's
the
perfect mix. It is an unbelievably delicious combination.
Yeah.
What's the ABV on this one?
It's about 9.6.
That's what I had a feeling it was about.
It picks up a bit of time in the barrel. There's a bit of additional fermentation going on.
So good. Yeah. If you want to go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing, again, check them out. Route 414 in Lodi and at wagnerbrewing.com. You don't want to miss anything, and especially this big announcement that's going to be coming up here pretty soon on social media,
absolutely.
I would imagine, right?
Yeah, yeah. Keep an eye out for us on Facebook, Wagner Valley Brewing on Facebook, yeah.
I love it. As always, a growler and a fill to a lucky listener today. Who are we going to give that to?
Number four.
Number four it is. It's 607-533-0077. Hurry up and get those phones ready. 607-533-0077. And looking for caller number four to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing. One more time, that number for you, 607-533-0077. Well done, man. As always, cheers, brother.
Cheers.
That's going to do it for BTL today. Section 4 High School Hoops, Dryden, Newfield, coming up next here on ESPN Ithaca.